Today is Thursday, the 19th of October, 2017. And my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my personal journal podcast. Again, broadcasting live from the car. And I am just backing out of my driveway to go to work this morning. And I wanted to go ahead and get another little show in the can for you guys. And this is working out really well. No one has really told me whether or not they enjoy the car cast. But I was thinking, you know, I'm always listening to Big Fatty in the mornings. And it's always on the way to work. So I'm sorry, Big Fatty. On the days that I'm recording this, assuming I continue to record in my car, I won't have time to listen to your show on the way to work. So this will take the place of Big Fatty, just, you know, because it takes me about 20 minutes to record the show. And so it'll take the place of Big Fatty because it takes me about 20 minutes to get to work. And so, you know, so anyway, that, you know, that'll be the deal, but who knows? I feel like a little bit like I'm Faye Driver now, because Faye Driver, I don't know, I believe he records some from his car. And, well, at least I know when he did the little shuttle for Pride 48, he actually did bring along a microphone and he recorded the conversations that he had in the car with everyone. And then he released them or he played them on his show. I can't remember. It's been a really long time. But so I assumed he also did that for his podcast as well. But so maybe I'm turning a little Canadian like Faye Driver. I'm not sure. So we talked about, you know, how I became gay. You know, I didn't, how I became gay. I mean, how everything came out to my parents and everything, that I was gay, and kind of how my life went the first, I don't know, 10 to 15 years of my coming out story. It was a long coming out story for sure. One thing I didn't mention is, so when I was in Dallas, and I used to do the Adam and Maddie show, it was a time in my life where, and, you know, and I still like attention, but now I'm a little bit older and maybe a little bit wiser and, you know, and I'm settled down in a relationship. The relationship that I was in with Maddie was, you know, we played a lot and we were very sexual. And in fact, the show was very sexual. So, you know, I was very sexual back then. And not that I'm not now, but I mean, I'm just older and more mature. And, you know, I think I've hoped that I've gotten a little bit better. And for those of you who are very sexual, it's not to say that there's anything wrong with playing or with, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I'm just saying I'm not at that point in my life anymore. However, where I was is I really liked attention and I had low self-esteem. I still have low self-esteem, but specifically around my looks, I thought that I was overweight. I thought, you know, I was always, you know, trying to lose more weight. And I look back at it now, and not that I've changed a whole lot, but I look back at it now and I realize that I'm, you know, if I look back at what I look like when I was, I don't know, you know, 18, 19 through, all the way through my late 20s and even early 30s, I was the most attractive I had ever been and in the best shape of my life. I was in better shape in my early to mid to late 20s than I was in college, in high school. And so, you know, and I look back at pictures and I think, oh man, if I only looked that way now. And I know I've heard many different podcasters who are a little bit older say the same thing, that when you look back at pictures of what you look like when you were younger, you always think, man, why didn't I realize what I had when I was that age? You know, I had such low self-esteem back then. But anyway, all of that to say, because of that, I decided, and also I will say, you know, Maddie and I struggled for money because he lost his job and we had a house and, you know, we had to move out of the house and we had to move into an apartment because we couldn't afford the house because I was supporting both of us and he smoked, so I had to buy his cigarettes as well and his food and I had to pay the rent and we had credit card debt because we went into a lot of credit card debt because of the house. And in fact, just now, like 8 or 9 years after my relationship was officially over with Maddie, I'm just now out of the credit card debt and have my credit situation back under control. Anyway, we needed money and I liked attention. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go on one of these webcam sites and I'm going to do stuff on these webcam sites. And it was all solo. It was all by myself. There was no one else in the room. But I would, you know, I would get naked and I would do things on cam for paying customers. And I don't do it, you know, it's been a long time since I've done that, but it was a phase of my life that I went through. And of course, my parents, being super, super Christian, obviously do not approve in that kind of thing. Well, I was doing the Adam and Maddie show at the time still, and I would mention it on the show. And I probably even, I had a stage name and everything, and I probably even mentioned my stage name, I'm not sure, but I probably did, because as I still am now, I was very open about my life, and there are pros and cons of that, right? You think, oh, you know, I'm being honest, and I'm being all out there for my listeners, and, you know, but there's also the chance that some crazy listener is going to do something because they know who you are. And I had that happen. So one of my listeners decided they were... Now, they said that they were concerned for me. But they somehow found the email address of my stepfather. And I don't think that I ever mentioned my stepfather's name. Maybe I did. I must have. But I mentioned the company he worked for. And I mentioned, you know, I'm sure I mentioned all of that. And I mentioned where they lived roughly. And so, and my stepfather is a small business owner, so maybe, I'm not even sure which email address they used, but maybe they found the business email address and emailed that. I don't know. But, you know, for this webcam site, I had to take promotional photos so that when people are looking through the list, they can see the photos of you know, the different models, and they can figure out whose room they want to go in. And they sent links to these photos along with a big, you know, email saying that they were worried about me, et cetera, et cetera. And they thought my parents should know what I was doing. So, you know, my stepfather is being sent links to photos of my ass, you know, and other various parts of my body. And I don't know why this person was worried about me for doing webcam stuff. It's not like I was saying that I was going out and doing stuff in person or anything like that. So I don't know. I mean, whatever. So, you know, that's a risk. So my stepfather, of course, called me or emailed me or something like that. And he was like, you know, this is horrible for your mother and I, yada, yada, yada. Somebody sent us this. We don't even know who this person is or why we got it. But it went to pictures of you that I didn't ever want to see. And they're very disturbing. Ugh, it was horrible. So anyway, I had to deal with that as well. And that, you know, that's part of my coming out journey. I mean, of course, not that everyone who's gay goes through similar experiences. Some people are, you know, still very conservative and gay, and some people are out there, you know, having gentleman callers like Big Fatty, and they're gay. So, you know, they're all different types of people. But it, you know, I felt like that was pretty harmless because it gave me some of the validation I wanted. It helped me pay the bills when we were really having trouble paying the bills, and I wasn't actually meeting anyone in person. So there was no health risk or anything like that. So I don't know. That's one thing that I left out that I thought I would mention. And the other thing is, so the person that I was having sex with, there was a guy who was in his, who was around 19 or 20. And when I was 11, we started messing around with each other. And I know it's illegal, and I know that that's, you know, basically he took advantage of me. And I understand all of that. At the time, it was completely consensual. And I know a lot of people will argue that you can't consent when you're, you know, when you're that age. And I know he shouldn't have done what he did. I always look back at it and think, I think that the same thing happened to him. And I think that he was, I don't think that he ever thought of it as abuse or, you know, I think he just saw me as one of his friends, and that's what he used to do with his friends coming up, and, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so I kind of blamed the whole thing on him. I said, oh, I wouldn't like guys if it, you know, weren't for him, and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Well, whatever you think of that, I know it was wrong, and I'm not saying that, you know, he obviously did something wrong, but I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not excusing him, but I'm just saying that it was never something that I didn't enjoy. I always enjoyed it. In fact, I would instigate it a lot of times. And so, I didn't mention that, and I know that's a really, like, serious subject, and here I am mentioning it on a podcast, but you know, again, I just want people to know what my journey was, and in case you're going through anything similar, you know, that, you know, there's my story. So it's pretty wild and crazy. You know, I have never done drugs. I have never, you know, been a big partier. So I didn't go to clubs a lot or stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning or, you know, things like that. So there are areas of my life where, you know, I'm not your typical, or I was not your typical, you know, young gay man. And there are things that are similar, and then there are things that are different. But I just wanted to lay it all out there and, you know, let the 3 of you who listen to this show kind of know what was going on. So there you go. So to bring you up to speed on what's going on in my life, after the funerals, I think I mentioned that I had 2 deaths in my family. So, you know, Mark and I went on our Orlando thing. Then I went to Washington State to see my other my grandparents there. And then I came back, and it was pretty, you know, boring. It was pretty boring after that until no trips were planned or anything like that, because we have a big trip planned to the Philippines at the beginning. Well, late February, early March of next year, and Mark doesn't get as much vacation as me, so he's having to save up his vacation time, plus the plane ticket and the hotel and all that kind of stuff is going to be super expensive, and so we're saving up money and, you know, stuff, so we're not doing as much traveling as we normally do. And I had even wanted to go to homecoming or to alumni day for my university and play in the band. And my friend Tiffany, who promised me she was going to do it with me, backed out because she said that was her sister's 40th birthday party weekend and she couldn't miss it. And she said, oh, promise me we'll do it next year. But, you know, it starts to feel at some point like, oh, that's just something you say to each other, right? Oh, promise me we'll do it next year. You know, I really want to see you. And maybe we will. Who knows? So that didn't even happen. So everything was going along kind of sad and boring. And I was really stopping over at my mom's house all the time, checking on her, making sure that she was okay, because my grandmother had just passed away. And so nothing really, you know, nothing really has happened. I will say that we have done some more planning for the Philippines trip, and I finally bit the bullet and bought my tickets. and this is the funny part. So I was trying to find cheaper plane tickets to go to the Philippines. And I've been looking for months, you know, but I was like, okay, I've got to decide on exact dates. I've got to figure out what airline. Am I going to use frequent flyer miles? What am I going to do? And the ticket prices had been hovering. At one point, they were as low as $500 or $600 round trip. And that was like a fluke. Like, we saw it and then it was gone. And then it never came back. We kept hoping that, oh, these rates will hopefully come back. We kept looking at these Fare Watcher websites and all this kind of stuff. And those rates never came back. And it was at least from airports near me, like, you know, around where I live. Even the larger ones around me, like Kansas City or Springfield or Tulsa, you know, those were even, you know, over $1,000. And so I was waiting. And, you know, you hear all these things about when tickets are cheaper. So I would look on Tuesday afternoons because that's supposed to be when the cheap fares come back for the week. And I kept putting it off because, A, it was going to be a lot of money. But then I decided, oh, he's going to be gone for 3 weeks. But he's going to be doing family stuff. And, you know, for part of that 3 weeks. And he didn't really, you know, he's Catholic and he's not out to his family. I mean, he's out to his sister and, you know, he's out to some other folks, but he's not really out to his parents. And so it would be weird, you know, what does he introduce me as and all of that kind of stuff. And so I wasn't sure that he really wanted me to be, you know, with him with all his family events. So, and I hope I wasn't wrong about that, because now that I think back at it, maybe he would have liked me to join him for the family stuff. He didn't say, though, so I don't know. Because what he told me was, hey, I'll be with my parents for the first 2 weeks. Why don't you come the third week? And that's what he told me. So based on him saying that, I assumed, well, I guess he doesn't really want to do the whole family thing with me yet. And I can understand that because it was very difficult introducing him to my family and all of that. So I thought, well, since he's going to be gone for 3 weeks and I'm going to be missing him, and I have so many days off work, and I haven't been out of the country other than Canada since like 03 or 04. So like 15 years ago was the last time I was out of the country. And so I decided, oh, I'm going to go to some other country. And originally I thought, oh, I'll go to New Zealand or I'll go to Australia or something like that. I'll stay a week. And then I'll fly to Manila and see him. So I was pricing out all these different tickets. Well, no matter where I flew from, New Zealand was a super expensive ticket. Just New Zealand itself was like, the cheapest I found was like $1,300. And that was flying from New York, not even flying anywhere near where I live. And so, you know, then there was, then I looked at, I don't know, all these different places. But then I thought, oh, if I'm by myself, I probably want to pick a place that speaks English. And then I thought, well, you know, my ex lives in England. I'm still friends with him. You know, I haven't seen him in 15 years or however long it's been. And, you know, I could, if I went to London, I could even take some of the trains or smaller planes or stuff to other locations if I wanted to take a day trip or something like that. So I thought, oh, let me look at London. So, and tickets from here to New York are relatively inexpensive, or I can use frequent flyer miles also for fairly cheap. And I thought, okay, so what I'll do is I'll fly to New York. Then from New York, I'll fly to London. And then from London, I'll fly to Manila. And then Manila back to London. And then London back to New York. And then New York back to where I live. So last night, I was on all of the different travel websites. So I am flying. Oh my gosh. I hope I don't regret this. But what I did was, and I haven't even purchased the flight to New York, but on May 2nd, I'm flying from New York to London, and that one, That one just cost about $200 just for the flight from. So this is Norwegian Airlines, and so, you know, for some reason they won't book a round trip ticket. So the flight from New York to London was like $200. And then I'm going to hang out in London for 4 or 5 days. Not even, I mean, I may, who knows, I may go over to Ireland. I may take a ferry over to France or something like that. I don't know, but that gets me kind of more centrally located. My ex lives there, Nathan. I want to say hi to him. So I'll see him. I haven't been to England in forever, and I love England. So I'm going to, you know, I'll enjoy that. I mean, I should have been more adventurous probably and gone to Spain or, I don't know, even, you know, Singapore or someplace close to the Philippines. But I just wanted to go somewhere where, you know, I knew at least one person and they speak English. So I'm doing that. And then, you know, so I bought that ticket. Then from London to Manila, I looked for the cheapest fare, and that was China Airlines. So China Airlines, and that was about $550 to go from London to Manila and back. And these are like, you're losing a day going there, you're gaining a day coming back, all this kind of weird crap. They're like overnight flights, there's like all this weirdness. I don't have any, you know, I'm not in frequent flyer programs for any of these weird airlines, so like I don't get free bags or anything like that. I don't even get fed, I don't think. And so I booked that one, and then I had to figure out, okay, when am I getting back to London so then I can book the trip back to New York? Well, the cheapest airline from London back to New York on the day that I wanted to come back was with, I don't even remember the name of the airline, but it was some Icelandic airline. Wow, it's called like Wow, W-O-W, and I can't remember what the actual name was. So there's, I'm going to fly from London to Reykjavik, Iceland, and then Reykjavik to New York. And I'm only in Reykjavik for maybe 2 hours, so I don't have time to get out and, like, explore Iceland, but that was the cheapest ticket. So I'm doing that, and now I booked all of those flights. So I booked basically 4 different flights last night. Well, one was a round trip, so I booked 3 different itineraries. And all of that was around $1,000 or $1,100. The flight to and from New York to where I live is going to be frequent flyer miles, but I could have gone from New York straight to Manila for like $600. So even though I was looking around for all these cheap fares, because I decided to add an extra destination, I just totally screwed my whole plan, and my trip's ending up being expensive anyway. Ugh. But I just got my new passport. I want to break it in, and I haven't been overseas in 15 years. So, oh well, what you gonna do? For more episodes of this show, you can go to geekygay.com. You can contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, or you can call me, 229-234-7587. And you can find many, many more GLBT and GLBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.